Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
This evening, we come to a very particular place in the church here, a very particular location in our life together. From the Hebrew Bible, we hear a plea, a warning, really, to return to the Lord. At another point in the Hebrew Bible, in Deuteronomy, the people of Israel are warned not to forget what the Lord has done. The text reminds the people that wealth and security can lead them to think themselves sufficient. It is easy to turn away from God. In times like this, the people tend to put the trust in their own blessings. But in Joel was tasked with calling his community to pay attention anew. In this brief writing, warning upon warning is offered, but also this plea. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. Such a plea comes in the face of an army of locusts coming to devour the nation. Now, I've heard rumor that Columbia has its own memory of devouring cicadas. Certainly, in these past weeks, we've heard about the Horn of Africa, who now knows firsthand of this kind of threat of locusts over everything. Now, through good science, we can explain these events, and yet the image of clouds coming and overtaking the nation, well, it's riveting and it's terrifying. But more than that, tonight we have a promise that is sure. Even in the midst of the deepest difficulty, hope for the future with God can be found. God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. God relents from punishing. Now, the other night, our eighth graders were discussing the Apostles' Creed. They're getting ready to write their faith statements. The conversation turned to our understanding that none of us gets what we deserve. Rather, God provides and forgives and restores without our ability to earn or merit such compassion, forgiveness, and life. In a culture that holds up merit as central, but then doesn't really live it out all that well, it can be hard to trust that God is so gracious. It's so much easier to see the divine in the same cruel ways that humans behave. So, I was surprised even by the magnitude of the oppression into which Matthew's gospel is written. You see, some scholars believe that Matthew was written to a congregation in Antioch. Antioch was a small geographic town, perhaps 2 square miles. And in that 2 square miles, were about 150,000 inhabitants. Now, very few were extremely wealthy, maybe 2%. The rest were struggling to get by. And about 13% were living, well, below any level where you could assume you could live. but a substantial number of those folks were also Roman military. The main drag in this town, Broadway for us, was paved with marble. And at the end, at the gates to the city, were, well, Romulus and Remus. You know, the Roman founders. Reminders. A billboard. Every time you came into town or you left town, a reminder who was in charge. One might imagine this setting to be oppressive, crushing even. It certainly has the feel of being a hopeless circumstance for most of the population. It is in this setting that Matthew tells the story of Jesus holding up the kingdom of heaven, where there is blessing of the hopeless and the landless and the grieving. It is in this setting that the Roman overlords also suggest that they cannot conscript the farmers into helping to build the bridges and the infrastructure of this community because, well, not because they cared about the farmers, but because if the farmers didn't farm, we wouldn't get fed. In the face of all this, Matthew holds up Jesus, and tonight we hear Jesus call for a mindful piety. What Jesus teaches invites the faithful to attend to what is core, to generosity, to giving, to prayer, and to discernment of what matters for the sake of the world. You see, we can so easily hear this as Jesus laying down the law and making things even more difficult for ourselves. But what Jesus is offering is freedom from that self-critical introspection that can also debilitate us. You see, that whole thing about not letting the left hand know what the right hand is doing is about freeing ourselves from worrying about it all. It invites us into attending to the needs of our neighbors and the needs of something larger. In following this invitation, the people of God are available to receive the treasure of heaven. It is a call to move beyond all that oppresses. It is a call to return to God by refocusing on the things Jesus assumes the faithful are already doing. It is a call to attend to the needs of those around us through generosity, through prayer, and through attention to God's presence. We tend to think of faith as a personal and individual thing. That's part of what our culture teaches us. But in Jesus' time, faith was an act and an activity of the whole community. It's not just about me, but it's about us together. We do this. We enter this time. We gather, we walk, we repent together as a community. So throughout this Lenten season, this congregation continues our work together, examining ways that we are all called to repent, that we are all called to extend that ever-expansive truth of God's love, steadfast love for all people, and expand that to all people, even and especially those that the world, well, considers unworthy. In this way, we store up treasure in heaven, where neither rust nor moth consume.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.